Okay, my guess is you've probably heard about the golden rule and even probably even know what that is. But have you ever heard about the silver rule? Let's talk about that today here on the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. We are here every weekday, Monday through Friday, for 5 to 10 minutes of hopefully some good conversation with yours truly, Todd Rhodes, one of the co-founders over at Chemistry Staffing, and you. And today we're going to be talking about the silver rule, particularly when it comes to your church and when it comes to staffing your church. We've all heard of the golden rule, right? Chances are you've probably been taught it since birth. It's really outlined in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. It says, "Do unto others what you would like them to do to you." That's the golden rule. But have you ever heard of the silver rule? Takes it and takes the golden rule and puts a different spin on it. And instead of do to others what you would like them to do to you, the silver rule says, don't do to others what you don't want them to do to you. Is it just me, or is the world going a little bit crazy? These last, particularly 4 years, but even a little bit longer than that, it seems like everybody in our culture has picked a side and they're sticking to it on everything, inside the church, outside of the church. Currently in the church, we're having significant scandals rocking movements. Denominations are crumbling right before our eyes, or splintering right before our eyes, particularly in mainline and evangelical churches. And what I want to talk about today is, how do we deal with this in our culture? How do we deal with the changes that are happening and everybody taking a side? And how do we stop this from happening in the future? And this really gets me down sometimes. We just went through Easter a couple days ago, and I saw a couple of threads and received an email. Last week, I sent out an email to many of you that are on our chemistry staffing email list and just said, hey, Easter's coming up. We're for you. Hang in there. It's going to be great. God's got some great things. Just a word of encouragement. And I got at least one email back from someone that just was very offended that I even used the word Easter, because it's a pagan holiday and that we celebrate Christ's resurrection every Sunday, not just on one pagan holiday and all of that. And that coincided with the thread I saw on one of the Facebook groups I'm a part of, just people, staff people at churches being upset that their staff, that their church ran an ad inviting people to Easter services because Easter is a horrible pagan holiday. I don't know. It just seems like sometimes we're picking scabs that don't need to be picked, or picking fights that don't need to be fought. And that's where I want to go with this, is how do we stop this from happening in the future? How do you stop it from happening in your life and your relationships? How do you stop it from happening in your church? And I think, and maybe this is pretty simplistic. I'm sure it is. I have a pretty simple mind, but it could be as simple as the golden and the silver rules. First of all, the golden rule: treat everyone the way you'd want them to treat you. It's a simple concept. It's simple, but it's hard to do, because we're usually thinking about ourselves before others. There was a reason that this rule, kind of golden rule, had to be put out there. So it's much harder to do in truth than what it is to say. But the truth is, if we really treated people, others, the way that we hoped that they would treat us, the world would be a different place. It would be, if everybody did that. And not only would the world be a different place, the church would be a different place. I talk with churches and staff people every day that have violated the golden rule, and they're a mess. They're a mess. Relationships blow up, chaos reigns, ministry suffers, sins come out into the open. People lose their jobs and their livelihood over this when they get out of whack with even this simple rule of treating everybody the way that you would like them to treat you. Churches that don't regularly apply the golden rule from top down are oftentimes very unhealthy services, churches. And many times it starts with someone thinking about themselves over others. Of course, it's not that easy, but honestly, it's just you and me talking here. In many cases, it is, or at least it should be, right? When we put other people above ourselves, we treat them differently. I like what Romans 12, 18 and 19 says. It gives us some great advice. It says, carefully consider what's right in the eyes of everybody. If it's possible on your part, it's not always possible, but a lot of times it is. Most of the time it is. If it's possible on your part, live at peace with everyone. The world and the church would be a better place if we took these words seriously. But that's only the half of it. That's just the golden part of the rule. The silver part of the rule says, don't treat others the way that you don't want them to treat you. Have you ever been mistreated? Honestly, have you ever been mistreated in the church? Treating people harshly, maybe shading the truth, manipulation, entitled thinking, maybe somebody not keeping their promise. I think that we could probably all agree that we don't want to be treated like this. And here's the simple reality. If you don't want to be treated like this, then don't treat others like this, period. Period. Perhaps the situations that we currently find ourselves in could really come down just to these two rules. And as leaders, let's learn from what's going on around us. And the moment we elevate ourselves over another brother or sister in Christ, we have a high likelihood of violating either the golden rule or the silver rule or both of these rules. You can't control other people in your church. You can't control other people in your staff. You can't control other people that you come in contact with, but you can control yourself. As leaders, we need to learn what's going on around us. And the moment that we elevate ourselves over another brother or sister in Christ, we have a high likelihood that we're going to violate one or the other of these two rules. And as we're finding out, it hardly ever ends well. I'd love to hear your feedback on this, or maybe you've got another topic you would love for me to talk about here on the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. Reach out to me anytime. I read each and every email that comes in. Just send me an email at podcast@chemistrystaffing.com, podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. And if there's any way that I can serve you or your ministry, reach out to me at that email address. I would love to have a conversation with you and see if there's a way that we can work together. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow on the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask a kind of a probing question. I hope you'll come back for it. Do you really have what it takes to be a really great church staff member? Hope you'll join us again tomorrow.